USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden leaves for the United Kingdom on Wednesday, kicking off his first foreign trip as president. The G7 summit starts Friday. Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. Houston Methodist Hospital on Tuesday suspended 178 employees without pay for 14 days for failing to comply with its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The Texas Hospital CEO, Mark Boom, said that nearly 25,000 workers had been vaccinated against the virus by Monday's deadline. We are USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A survey was done to study who is still wearing masks now that the COVID-19 vaccines have been administered to most American adults. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Fewer Americans are wearing face masks to protect against getting or spreading the coronavirus. A new Gallup poll found mask wearing is down among all groups since the CDC relaxed its masking guidelines last month. 79% of people surveyed say they've worn a mask outside their home during the past week. That's down from 86% in April and 90% every month from July 2020 through March of this year.
Pfizer Incorporated announced Tuesday it will begin testing its COVID-19 vaccine in a larger group of children under age 12. The study will use up to 4,500 children at more than 90 clinical sites in the United States, Finland, Poland, and Spain. Pfizer said it will test a dose of 10 micrograms in children between 5 and 11 years of age and 3 micrograms for the age groups 6 months to 5 years. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Borders Czar Vice President Kamala Harris visits the Triangle countries to discuss the root cause of the humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, one lawmaker on Fox News says the border crisis could end in 24 hours if the Biden administration really wanted to stop the drugs, human trafficking, and illegal immigration into our country. Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas.
The highest rate of illegal immigration in 20 years. We're seeing little children being brought in by human traffickers, thrown in cages. You know, for 4 years, the media went on and on and on about kids in cages, kids in cages. What they never told you is Barack Obama built the cages, and now Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have built more cages. They're bigger and they're more full. And in that entire interview, what you don't hear is any willingness to fix the problem. They can fix the problem tomorrow, and they can fix the problem by ending catch and release and by reinstating the Remain in Mexico policy. But neither Kamala nor Joe are willing to do that. And so instead she laughs it off and says, well, I haven't been to Europe. Well, okay, you haven't been to Europe, you haven't been to Australia. But we don't have an Australian border crisis. We don't have a border crisis in Europe. We have a border crisis on the southern border. Come to Texas, come to the Rio Grande Valley, come to McAllen, come see the cages that the Biden-Harris administration has built, and then even more importantly, stand up and be willing to enforce our laws to fix it, because that's not what they're doing.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.